this is what
an ancient.
All the way up.
This looks bad. Forgive me that I'm not talking about Vias HaMashiach. But we react to that. Parsha, a few different episodes of the modern and the modern of the Sashtain. The state is out kin of the Sashtain out stick a moment of ugur. The first episode referring to is the Parsha of the Bechiris, or the Bechira. Esav comes, Oyev. There's Altenium and Adam, Adam Azeh, call them Edoim. Remember my next grade saying, you have to pass the cornflakes. Now we call them cornflakes. I'm not going to answer that question now. Like upon him, Eifin, he said, Yaakov used leverage, blackmailed him into selling the Bukhar. It's What's the Geschmack, you know, tzaddik, to use the tactics to come to the ruchnis. What's going on here? And further, the part of the brachas, also Yaakov comes, the mirma, pulls off the shtick. You know, obviously the master manual is Rivka, but upon the Eifin, it also Rivka also. What's happening over here? The Chayr seems to be a steerer to what we would think our tzaddikim, our avos, and imayish, would be being naive. So it brings down the lashon of the Nativ and Herkav Davar. So the Nativ is a whole Maroch. It brings down a medrash. The medrash says, "Toivim lach v'toivim labanecha." Rivka was telling Yaakov, it's good for you and it's good l'banecha. Toivim lach, because you're going to get the brachas through the two izim. Toivim l'banecha, shemeschaper malyadim b'yom ha-kippurim. It's going to be kapar, kippurim, why? So connected to shnei seirim. Sarech l'Hashem and sarech l'Azazel. Very cryptic medrash kipshutai. Asks the Nitzim, what's the shaykhis, where's it coming in, the two izim of Yaakov bringing the snake, the izim to his father, and it's parallel corresponds to the Shnei Gdiyim of Yom Kippur. What was Tutzach da? So he's Masber that he says that every Mida Ra Ba'olam, every bad Mida that's in the world, every bad character trait, Ba'etzem, can be used for good. There's times when it's taka required. The mushroom for a Sam, something like a poison, snake poison, something they extract from this poison, a medicine for it, either the antidote, there's different things you could do, but poison's poison. So he says that midas amol call me the rahim atoyim the sharutzuya, of the nitzim. Rakishli zayr shol yishtamish for midasu kima idem rav muvuk vetsim to shol yisal tzarich can overdose. But every midah has time that it needs to be used. So he says. So he goes through, starts with the Hashem says azazel. He says be'etzem azazel it's mavur that be'etzem it's azazel the koyches atomi. You're throwing the koyches atomi. He says. He says kein carbon the koyches atomi chas v'sham v'metame. That's a mitzvah, whatever the nyanim are. But you're betzim doing something which is net benigal to what you would think is the right zach. But it's what the ibush to the mitzvah and male. That's tzor l'Hashem. And so also obviously it's a schwitz carbon. So he says the same idea was by Rivka. Rivka was telling Yaakov to use the mid of Ramos. He's like, that's doing a very lishmog. The word says, "Avayu l'shma gedol b'zmana k'mayish mitzvah atzmo." He says, "It's as if you're mitzvah using it's an avayu to use these midas of mirma." But he's using it in a positive way, in a certain way, in a certain time. It's necessary. In Mela, he was allowed to use it. In Mela, he says, "That's the medrash. Medrash that says toivim the banechad is corresponding to Yom Kippur. Sar Hashem Sar Azazel is a mashal to this Indian of using a mida a koyach for toiv, but sometimes using the midin." It's necessary for in an oifen which seems to be in a bad way, but it could be used all for good. And the same thing, that's the whole concept over here was a bad mitzvah, but she was doing a mitzvah of listening to Tziva that Rivka understood the whole Indian, understood that that's the right thing. So he listened to his mother. It's not sure it was bad because Lamaisa was a rav that in respect to the fact that seemingly it was a was being used for Mirma, for Amos, for tricking his father, tricking Esav. But Amo dafim tanaver lishma. That's basically what he goes on. He goes on to be Masber, how the Medrash said that Yaakov was Nenash, he was Goyim, Esav was Zoyek, Tzakir Gedoylo. So he says, Tzakir Gedoylo Moro, so the Tzakir Gedoylo Moro, Neged, Chazal say, Neged was connected by Purim, that Klai Yisrael was the Tzakir Gedoylo Moro. The same thing was a meeting connected to the punishment for that. So he's Masber, he says, even though Be'etzem, Aver L'shma, Taka is something which you can do, but you can't have enough from Aver L'shma. Mitzvah, you can have Mitzvah Lavin Hos, there's no problem. But Aver L'shma, that even if L'shma, you're doing the Mitzvah, but you can't be Nana from it. So he said, Bishlam, that they tricked Yitzchak, and Yitzchak didn't know about it, he wasn't Nana from tricking his father. But this, that Esav, you know, was Bitzar, that was, Chedushin Tziv says, he was Bitzar, he was Besimcha. I think the rest of the shtickle Meir Tzvi is coming to Mazda, what exactly, how can you the Simcha, but that's the Bemela, it has, but point is to advise him that there's Gdarim, there's a very Lishma, but it was with the Mahalach, and you have to know, there's Einish Taka for certain things, and yet, that's how the Netziv in Herchav Dover wants to go. But maybe we could give a shtickle a different twist on things, different take on the one of these parshas. The Gavaldik Shtickle, Mamash. I found this, and I was a couple, so much I know from this, and I'm happy to be able to share it with my fellow
colleagues.
No, it's Mamash Gavaldik Shtickle. There's a, in Shar Tshuva, in Shulchan Aruch, brings down Tav Pei Beis, brings down a Shiloh from the Sefer Yad Yehuda, a Beis Yehuda. The Beis Yehuda is a Shiloh of two people. They were based on Surah Mabim Midbar. Only one Kazayis Echad Machat Vitzimtzim. Only one Kazayis. Me Kaidim. Who has Kadim? Beginning goes through about if it's not yours, and one guy is, it's not Lachem, it can't be Yotze, it's a layer. It goes through different stuff. At the end, Shar Tshuva brings that, he says, Mustama, it's in here, but Yehuda Meirish, a Kazayis Shal Matzah, he shall Hefker. It didn't belong to anyone, it's Hefker. The ain't shum echem hem tzchus. They know as a tzchus. Okay, gam near pashut. It's pashut. Shemi shabi yada liskeis yiske. Whoever could be zayche, whoever could be miskaber, call him governor. Whoever could be miskaber should do it. Kavachaymer midav shabamamet. Dav shabamamet. Shas zayche koyden bahefker. Someone who's zayche hefker gets it first. And we know by tzia the word says right. Zayche koymin shalcha koyden shalcha koyden chol adam. And even he says even dav shalchay nefesh right. Zayche koymin and pshat as you come first. Kavachomer is up there when it comes to a mitzvah. In this geguvus kach biskin nefesh alachas kavu v'kam. Brings down a parenthesis from a sefer Yigeres Shmuel on Rus. I think I've never seen the sefer, but sefer Yigeres Shmuel on Rus. He says like this. I'll quote to you. B'mash amar boyas l'goyel. Boyas told the goyel adam. He's telling you it's your obligation to go ahead and do yibum whatever, and then get the sadeh. But you knoischa miyad rusa mayaviyah. On the day that you're cutting the sadeh rusa mayaviyah, you can be zayich to get the field. So he says, why is he saying hamoyavir? Like he's been madgish that hamoyavir part of it. That was like I'm chapering off. Hamoyavir, go marry to hamoyavir. He says lofi because sheitzaf bracha kodesh asul lotzim nechal tzar shalshal tzmachav izdal. He knew that the machzor that was going to come. The kachamar hamoyavir kidei so abi in order that sheyimoyin who he'll be mine and he won't be mekayin the mitzvah v'yikachenu who and he bayaz will be zayicha. The Shalshalas Gedolahu. He might as well do evil headed. That was his plan. The after Asr Laramis Khaver the Kakas the Shaloi can't trick you to take something away from somebody else, but that's the Dabashab Mamma. But the mitzvah says that she Efshar, they can't take it away. I can't take it away from you, like the Sar Zahuvim. But he says, Mikamaka Koshal Izokha Dayin Hain, Kimid Bara Mufka la Kal, the Khal Adam Mitzavala, and Khal Adam Mitzavala Hashlam as Nafshu the Liskas of Mitzvahs. A person is a Khiv. To do whatever it takes for him to come to mitzvahs, till the point of exile, till when it's taken from somebody else. Ramah says, that's okay. And he fears that Zeh in Yaakov Avinu all of Hashem b'chayu v'brachas. V'sharo v'yada she'isav es makil asara. V'hu'ein yitzarech hazev. V'hu'a yitzarech lazeh l'shleimus nafshu. At v'ashtan l'shleimus nafshu v'vosad daf habin v'melo, I think it's a pasuk in Nevadia, So the Chamas of Yaakov, the Chas Chabusha, they should be embarrassed from Yaakov's Mirma, because Yaakov used Mirma. Vistaka was Bachich of a Mirma. And the Narvas, a Mirma, which is not, again, taken away from Yenim, but he's already Zeich in it, but tries even to fool somebody into thinking something else, and he's, oh, Mayavia, right? Mayavia, he didn't have the Joshua Mayavia, to mislead somebody, that itself is something that a person is Mechuyev to do to Mashlin, Nitzav al-Hashlam as Nafshe. And Mamel, that's the Chor, the Indian of both. Both Indian, that's what he says. The Indian of both, the Chor and the Brachis, was, Pshad is, that he was coming to Mashlin, his Tachlis, his Zechir B'mitzvahs, and Hashlam as Nafshoy, and Mamel, that was Taka something that he was not only allowed to do, but he's Mechuyev to do. It's not Mitzav to Mashlam as Nafshoy. So mainly, the Maizah with the Rebbe, with the Matzah, in the ghetto, he saved it. I won't say that. You know, in picture, anything you could come to in a mile, even if a person could say, well, it's Yenim, Esav, the Brachas is supposed to go to him, he's supposed to get the Bechira, and I want to intervene. Because we see how Chosh Rezach is, a person has to be Mitzav and Lahash as Nafshay, Liskis B'mitzvahs, to go out of his way to such an extreme. And I think it's a fundamental understanding of what opportunity to do a mitzvah is. It's famous Mashal Chavetz Chaim gives, guy goes, you know, from living in the country, and he gets shipwrecked, and he goes to a different country. He's Araman, he's no money. He goes to that city, and it depends on your version of it. The Chavetz Chaim version is that in that place the currency was schmaltz. Some other version of the currency was cheese. For those of you who know what I'm talking about. But the guy goes, and he's there for years, and he stockpiles and loads of cheese. He has this type of cheese, the blue cheese, Gouda cheese, and he, or this schmaltz and that schmaltz. And then Pshat is finally, the day comes back to go back to his house and his family, and he comes back, what does he come back with? Instead of, there's diamonds on the floor, and he doesn't pick up the diamonds, everyone knows the Marshall, famous Marshall, and he comes back with the cheese, and he forgets the diamonds, and then his wife screams at him, and he has one left in his pocket, like Nebuchadnezzar. Sometimes we come to this world, and we think, you know, my avoda, my schedule, I'm saved, I have charusus, and I'm a night day charusus, I do chesed at home, I'm all good. But if we understand taka what a mitzvah is, and understand the opportunity that every mitzvah comes to us, I think we're very, very undercooked. Someone was mentioned this, might have mentioned this recently. We have a shulach, right? The guy there, I could go, my car's there, so I could either go out that door, or I could just go out the back door and avoid him. Or a guy's walking, you walk in, and the guy's, and you have a dollar, and you bet some, just not, whatever. To make some lazy, the small things, you know, something to the gay over here, but hitchhikes, you know. You got Bach and needs a ride or something. If you think 5 seconds how you could do something and take the small zach and then cash in on the small things, yeah, you do a lot, but it's not going to damn you. Not going to damn you. Could see how much you did, how much you could have done. And sometimes Hashem sends us these things because we need those chos, and we have to be mason lathe and understand that every single little small thing, what's a dollar to this guy? Yeah, a dollar to this guy, it adds up, whatever the cheshbon is. But it says, it's heaven sent for you, and that opportunity is there for you to mash them. If Hashtabur the mitzvah was, we'd be to mash them is nafshenu. In this case, the mitzvah, I think it would be a different cook. You know, like, what's our go feel? It's Monday, Thursday, and all of a sudden, Rechis Amal Yisrael Ba'ashalayim, and Al Vizkad Ashrei, well, oh, no tachadon. How do we feel about that? It says, We look at it as obviously the falacha, the missed opportunity, not a missed opportunity. It's an opportunity that was not right now. But there's a certain gishah or pshat is whatever. We don't think 2 seconds about that. Obviously, you're not supposed to be like upset. I mean, but the certain gishah, you didn't have that tzchus right now. Whatever going on in Shemayim, but pshat is or no, it's gishah. A missed mitzvah or a mitzvah that comes our way, and we have to be, you know, be mason lave to these things because they happen all the time. And if we're not mason lave, you know, that you miss out so many opportunities. They're not being down to how much you did, you mean down to how much you could have done. The famous mice with the goyin at the end of his life, right? The goyin was the tzitzis, and he was saying with the par kapaka, in this belt, you could be zeichet to a mitzvah, he was crying, he said, In the next world, you don't have that. The opportunities are small things that come so many times and so many opportunities, so many places, and push off ourselves. The bizeichel hashem snapsha. We could be zeichet to much more. I could be zeichet to definitely more things than if you are made some leave and realize the chashivas of the other small mitzvah. I was listening to a shmuz from Rav Osman was giving a shmuz about Baruch Matcha Mizrachi, and I think we all know Baruch Matcha is fast. It's the right word, fast. He was geschmack. He gave shmuz in, and he was geschmack, and he is. Lamdish Akash is a lamdit. But he was giving a whole different side. The person didn't know much about it, and that much about it. He was giving his hasmada. He said over two things quickly. He said one thing he said over was that he said that his wife, his Rebbetzin, said that the last 30 years of her, of his life, I mean, she was a nefteris already, but when they was asked, they said for the past 30 years, she never seen him put on a pair of pajamas. He never went to bed. He fell asleep on his table on his stem. One zach. And the other Zach, he said it was a mice. He said it was a mice. He said, at a Talmud in Los Angeles. And he's from a show to Los Angeles, this is 20, I think it's a 21 hour trip. So he said that they landed, I think it was 3 a.m. No, it was 6 a.m. Landed at 6 a.m. They got back to the house where they were staying at 6 a.m. He got in Shacharis. And I said, she wants to play. He said, oh, you'll learn a little bit. I didn't learn too much past the day or two. Never been traveling. So, and said, it's not like he's on planes, he used to write 10 hours straight, just sat and writing for the Shatayr. So, Kitzer, he sat down at 6 a.m., learning a little bit, Bissell. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 3 a.m., this young man, this person who was staying by his wife, heard a noise in the kitchen. She asked her husband, maybe she would check on him. So broke into our house. And he goes down, and he was in Baruch Matka sitting there singing, knocking, 6 a.m. to 3 a.m. I don't know what happened exactly. Chakras, not chakras, whatever. Mincha, whatever it is. I'm trying to see, he was sitting there after the 28 hour trip, sitting, and he said, hey, so he said, Shiva, let's gain Schluffen. He said, ich gain a Schluffen. When Schluff comes to me, that, I don't go to sleep. Obviously, a lot of mice and a lot of things I just heard this recently is felt a very big person fashtays that every second, every minute, every has an opportunity, whether it be in learning, whether it be chesed, whether it be in Torah, whether it be in any mitzvah, upshot is I think we would definitely be able to cash in much more and be able to contribute to the war effort if those who want to make a that we are our very good. Shkoyach, Shabbos.